All right, we are here, episode 9. Today, we're going to talk a little bit about calories, fat cells, muscle cells, and that potential New Year's Day hangover. And I'm not talking about alcohol. Stay tuned. All right, everybody, and welcome to episode 9. We are mid-December, and we're getting ready for, well, that onslaught of Christmas dinners, Christmas treats, all those wonderful, yummy things that, on the surface, are exciting, but in all honesty, it creates a bit of stress in a lot of people's lives. You know, we look at the Christmas season of all its plenty, you know, for most of us, there's generally a lot of food and treats going around. But there's sort of that silent stressor behind the scenes, and that's called January 1st. A lot of people have that fear of what we can call the New Year's hangover. And I'm not talking about the alcohol side of it, although that is a bit of a stressor, but we're talking about sort of that food hangover. So, you know, you want to enjoy the season, but a lot of people, they're stressed about what January 1st is going to bring and what the scales are going to say. And it comes to the topic that, you know, is sort of prevalent in everybody's lives. You know, believe it or not, even in my life as an athlete, you know, you think about this topic occasionally. And that's weight loss. You know, you will not hear me talk a ton about weight loss because weight loss is a one-dimensional kind of goal, I think, right? I think people think, well, if they lose weight, then everything is going to be fixed. You know, they're healthy. As if you lose weight, you're healthy and everything's great. Weight loss certainly is a huge factor in living a healthy life, but there's such a big combination, and we're going to try to cover a little bit of that today about, you know, what is weight loss? What are we aiming for? You know, a little bit about calories, a little bit about fat cells, muscle cells, how we should sort of look at losing weight and our goal towards that. So one of the big I guess questions that I get all the time, or not even the question, one of the big scenarios that are posed to me all the time, people think that losing weight comes down singularly to exercise. Well, they envision that I'm going to say it comes down singularly to exercise, and that's absolutely not the case, right? Exercise is a huge factor in weight loss, but diet and nutrition is also a huge, huge factor. And I mean, that's why, you know, I'm a kinesiologist to specialize in exercise and getting you motivated to do that. But there's registered dietitians that's their job, right? Their job is to figure out the science of food and figure out how to best make your personal diet work for you in terms of, you know, what your underlying health conditions are, any medications that you have, and what your goals are. So to say that losing weight is as simple as exercising more would be a complete disservice to you and also would be very inaccurate. So I'm going to try to cover a bit of that today and give you a better idea of what you should be aiming for and maybe cover a bit of the science behind it, you know, just scratch the surface. And hopefully you can walk away today with a bit of more understanding of, you know, how to lose some weight and why, you know, why you need that combination of diet and exercise as well. So one of the scenarios that we often get in terms of weight loss attempt is people will say, well, I'm going to exercise, I'm going to turn my fat into muscle. So that's sort of myth number one that we really want to bust today, is you can't and you don't turn fat into muscle. So when you're born, you know, as you're a fetus into being, you know, a baby forming in your mother's stomach, and then as you grow all the way up to through puberty, there's these things in your cell, in your body called cells, and we all know that. And your cells form and create different things. So your cells can form and create your internal organs, your skin, your muscles, your eyes, your nerves, your bones. All these cells basically, as you grow, according to your DNA, coalesce and accumulate and form different parts of your body. And as you grow, there's a phenomenon called, it's not a phenomenon, but I guess everything to do with the human body is pretty phenomenal. So there's a thing called hyperplasia. So as you are growing, your muscle cells, sorry, all of your cells, hyperplasia, basically they replicate, they grow in number. I guess that's the best way to put it. So when you are growing, the number of muscle cells, the number of fat cells, the number of bone cells, skin cells, etc., will grow. So you'll get to a point where there's sort of that set number of cells. And especially in terms of, let's bring it back to muscle cells and fat cells. By the time you get to puberty, you've kind of have that number set, okay? So a muscle cell will be a muscle cell, and it will not turn into a fat cell. You have fat cells that will always be fat cells, and you can't replace them with a different kind of cell. You can shrink them, and you can grow them, and that's kind of that next step called hypertrophy. So, you know, let's say on one hand, just for easy math, you've got 100 muscle cells in your body and you have 100 fat cells in your body, which is obviously not true because you have billions and billions. But for simplicity's sake, when you are done puberty, let's say you have 100 muscle cells and 100 fat cells. Well, it's basically a teeter-totter effect from there on out. You're never going to replace the 100 fat cells with more muscle cells. You're always going to have the 100 and the 100. But what you're doing is you're growing the muscle cells and you're shrinking the fat cells and you're trying to have that teeter-totter effect. So with weight loss, you never get rid of the 100 fat cells. You just shrink the amount that they contain, the amount of lipids, the amount of fatty tissues that they can hold. Okay. And same with muscles. So you have set muscles, but you're growing them, basically. You're making them bigger and stronger, but you're never going to replace muscle with fat cells. So that's a really big thing to understand, is when you're doing your exercise, what you're trying to do is sort of flip that teeter-totter a little bit. You're trying to increase the size and the strength of those muscle cells that you already have, while reducing the size of the fat cells that you already have, okay? So, you know, there's the thing some people call jello arm, and I don't like that terminology, but I think a lot of people out there know what that generally means. It's, you know, if you put your arm up and you have that sort of sagginess under the bottom of your arm where your tricep muscle is, you know, a lot of ladies and some guys come in too, and they say, well, hey, I just want to get rid of this. And they kind of jiggle that arm and they're like, I want to get rid of that fat and replace it with muscle. And you know, the big key there is you can't replace that fat with muscle. All you're going to try to do is strengthen and increase the size of that tricep muscle that's in there. And conversely, the fat cells hopefully will shrink as well. So hopefully that gives you a little bit of an idea of what's happening when you're exercising, right? You're not replacing one for the other. You're basically growing one and shrinking the other. You know, sort of a side note, one of the things with liposuction, you know, we learned way back when, is people will do liposuction. They'll think, well, this is awesome. I've fixed it. Well, what you've done essentially is you've taken some of those 100 fat cells and you've sucked them out. Fantastic. Awesome. Let's say you've taken out half of them. Well, what are the other 50 going to do, right? The other 50 now have lots of room to continue to grow, to make up that space, right? So you've gotten rid of some of the cells temporarily by sucking them out, but you haven't actually solved the problem, right? So the problem of weight management, again, is a really in-depth and it's an individualized one, but it comes down to increasing muscle cells in their size and their strength, decreasing the size and the capacity of a fat cell. And you do this through exercise and you do this through caloric management. So that goes on to the next topic, calories in, calories out. Yes, there's a lot of articles out there that, you know, sort of try to debunk the calories in, calories out thing. And absolutely, right? It's not that simple as, you know, if I eat 1,000 calories, then I'm going to go run to make sure I burn off 1,000 calories. It just doesn't work. The math isn't that simple. You know, underlying it all is your metabolism. So even as you sit there listening to this podcast or as you're sleeping, you still have to burn a certain amount of calories just to stay alive, right? For your brain to function, your heart and your lungs to function, you know, all these things that kind of go on behind the scenes. So you have this baseline metabolism that's burning calories. Then you have exercise that's burning calories as well. And then you have the food that you're taking in on the other hand. So it's not a simple 1+1 or 1-1, you know, equals 0 kind of thing. So it's a bit of a complex situation, and that's why it's very individual. But that being said, there's kind of the general theme behind it. And calories in, calories out, I do believe is a good general theme to think about. If you starve yourself, you're not going to lose the weight, because what's happening is yes, you've taken in less calories, but your body still needs calories to live. So what happens is if you're starving yourself, your body's thinking, well, they're starving me. I'm going to basically protect myself and basically shut down and try to conserve, right? So it doesn't actually go, hey, I'm going to burn lots of extra calories and we're going to lose weight. So it's, again, not that simple. So the best general theme in terms of weight loss is looking at calories in, right? If you're looking to limit the amount of you know, calories that are stored, well, you need to limit the amount of calories that are taken in, right? If you only need so many calories per day, and you're only burning so many calories per day through exercise and through your metabolism, then any of those extra calories are just extra calories that tend to get stored, right? We don't need them. So yes, certainly by limiting the amount of extra, you know, wasted, you know, junk calories that we take in is going to help you, right? It's going to help you limit the amount of extra calories that are stored. So that's where calories in, calories out. Yes, I do believe that works, but it's not that purely simple. So, you know, on one hand, yes, we want to limit the amount of extra junk calories that we take in. So being mindful of calories that come in through, you know, all of our snacks and all of our drinks, you know, even alcoholic drinks and stuff like that can contain a lot of extra calories that we just don't need, and they can add up. In terms of exercise, what we're looking to do there is, yes, we're never going to, in all honesty, you're never going to burn off the amount of calories that you take in a day, unless you're, you know, an ultra athlete, so to speak, where you're just burning thousands and thousands and thousands of calories a day. And that's such a minor point of the population. Most people, you know, they're burning, you know, 1,000, 2,000 calories a day extra if they're pretty active. So you're never really going to burn off all the calories that you take in. What you're trying to do through exercise is burn off some of those calories, but you're also trying to increase that baseline metabolism. And you do that through, again, increasing the strength and the size of those muscle fibers and decreasing the size and capacity of those fat cells. So if you think of a muscle as a living being, as a living thing, it needs energy to function, right? If you lift something up off the ground, your arms and your legs need energy to fire those muscles to make them function. And the heavier the object or the more times you lift that object, the stronger and the more resilient that muscle needs to be, the more energy that muscle needs to stay alive. So you're increasing your metabolism by doing exercise. So what happens is even when you're not doing exercise, that larger, stronger muscle is now a living part of you and needs energy just to stay alive. So you're basically creating a stronger baseline furnace that's going to burn some calories even at rest. So that's kind of the combination of how weight loss comes along, right? You want to exercise to, yes, burn off a little bit of that fat, you know, in those fat cells. You want to do resistance training to increase the size and the strength and the overall burning efficiency of those muscle cells. So you've created a stronger baseline metabolism. And then you want to watch that that extra junk calories that, you take in. You know, and you can do that by obviously eating a balanced, overall healthy diet, but just even limiting, you know, going from 2 drinks a day to 1 drink a day, or limiting the amount of potato chips you eat or the amount of candy you eat. It just takes little bits and you can notice a huge difference. So hopefully that gives you a bit of an insight on how weight loss works, right? It's not as simple as calories in, calories out. It's not as simple as just going out and running off the calories. And it's not about replacing fat cells with muscle cells. It's kind of this balanced approach where you have to cover everything, right? You have to exercise to burn off some of those extra calories if you can, but you're never going to burn them all off. So in order to do that, you need to increase your body's baseline metabolism by doing exercise and resistance training. In order to help the situation, you need to limit the amount of extra kind of junk calories that you take in. So thinking about that throughout this holiday season, maybe that takes a little bit of stress off your mind, because it's not, you know, eating that one cupcake isn't going to set you over the edge, right? It's this law of averages. It's how many extra junk calories are you taking in, combined with how much, you know, general physical activity are you doing, and what type of physical activity are you doing, and it's kind of looking at the bigger picture. So that's what I'm here to help you with. And if you have any questions, you know, you can certainly reach out to me. But, you know, enjoy the holiday season. Don't stress about it. You know, my goal for you guys is that you have a plan coming out of the holiday season. Because in all honesty, even the most elite athletes, and I'm not the most elite athlete by any means, but even the most elite athletes, you know, they struggle a bit through this time of season. There's just so much out there in terms of food and drink. It's a tough time. So I find myself personally, you know, I love Christmas. It's my favorite holiday, but you almost find like you're excited when it's done, because now all those temptations are gone, or for the most part, they're gone. And you can kind of just, you know, put that behind you, that month or so of excess, and then you can refocus into the new year. You know, you have to live, and I'm a big believer of that. You have to live. So, you know, completely depriving yourself it's not living, right? Like, you know, we don't know how long we're here. We don't know how long we're on the earth. And you know, if you're constantly living in a sense of deprivation, it's not going to be a very fulfilling life. So I often, you know, really want people to find that balance and don't feel guilty for indulging. But look at the overall picture, right? Are you taking in a lot of junk calories? Are you failing to exercise and really build that metabolism up? And if so, then let's get going. Let's get the plan started. So if you have any questions regarding that, let me know. Reach out to me. We're going to talk probably next time about New Year's resolutions and how do we, you know, set those goals moving forward. But, you know, I don't want you to feel guilty this holiday season. So have an awesome week. Feel free to reach out to me and we can come up with that kind of general plan for you, that best plan of attack, right? You know, how we can maybe help you lose a couple extra pounds, build up that metabolism, and just feel better overall. So my name is Ryan Van Praet. I'm your happy neighborhood coach and I'm here to help you. So really looking forward to hearing from you. If you have any comments or questions, reach out to me. Email me at ccb.healthandfitness@gmail.com. And as always, thanks for listening and get out there and get moving. Cheers.